I'm Pastor Lau from our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at about 9:05. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30, indoor with masks and distancing, or you can listen from the parking lot on your car radio. We also have a full service each Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service. We are now 2 weeks into the season of Epiphany, that time when God reveals himself in Jesus, his Son. We've got 10 weeks to go from the baby in the manger to Jesus' trip to the cross. The gospel reading for today gets us right to it. And so, without beating around the bush, Philip gets right to the point with Nathanael. He says, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." This is the question we consider during Epiphany. Who is this Jesus of Nazareth? It's a question that one day every person who's ever lived is going to have to answer. St. Peter and St. Paul are going to have to answer this question again one day. Martin Luther and all the preachers and pastors are going to have to answer it. The people who live next door to you, the people you work with, your parents and your children, and even you will have to give a final answer to this greatest question of the universe: who is this Jesus of Nazareth? You might as well get used to hearing this question being put to you. Get used to answering it. There won't be a time to study the question or formulate your answer when Jesus himself, with his own voice, finally asks you this same question he once asked St. Peter: what about you? Who do you say that I am? You know how others have answered this question. For years, you've been hearing people tell you who Jesus is and what his life is all about. There are more books written on the question than you could ever read. You've spent countless hours hearing preachers and Sunday school teachers and Bible class leaders and maybe even your family members telling you who this Jesus is and what he's all about. But what about you? Who do you say that he is? I'll tell you what St. Peter said when Jesus bluntly put this question to the disciples. Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But that was Peter's answer. It's one thing to know how others have answered the question. It's good to know, and it will help you formulate your own answer. But what do you say? Do you know what you would say? Have you ever said it? Perhaps I don't believe you. Perhaps your words tell me one thing about who Jesus is, but the way you live your life tells me something completely different. How will you handle that problem? You know that it's true. You've probably said it at least once or twice, 100 times about other people. That person says that he's a Christian, but his life doesn't show it. Maybe you even thought it about me. It's a hard realization to discover that others have said or thought that very thing about you, even more than you've said it or thought it about others. That person says that he's a Christian, but his life surely doesn't show it. This is what the season of Epiphany is all about. Jesus is telling us and showing us who he really is. But most people will be deaf and blind because their words and deeds betray the fact that they don't seem to be getting it. Last week we witnessed through the gospel the baptism of our Lord by John in the Jordan River. We saw that Jesus came up out of the water. Heaven was opened, and a voice said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I love. Listen to him." Then we also saw, through the gospel account, the Holy Spirit descending upon Jesus. What does it mean? It means just what it says, that Jesus is the only Son of God, made man, upon whom the Spirit of God rests. I don't know how God's testimony could have been any clearer. And still, there are those who don't know how to answer the basic question, who is Jesus? Throughout his life, Jesus was doing things that only God himself could do, and he was saying things that only God himself could say. Really, when you get down to the bottom line, there are only two alternatives. Either Jesus was and is who he said that he was, or else he was a dangerous madman. For if anyone would say that he is God made man when he really is no more than a mere man like any of us, well, that would be both crazy and dangerous. But if Jesus really was who he said that he was, and we believe that it's true, then it is not only foolish, but also dangerous for us to deny him. So I ask you again, who do you say that he is? Epiphany is that time of the year for us to review the facts, to hear what Jesus said and to see what Jesus did that shows him to be who he really is. That's what we see in the gospel text before us. Philip, having been called by Jesus to follow him, went to find Nathanael. He said, "We found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Now there you have quite a confession of who Philip believes Jesus to be. Jesus is the Messiah which had been promised of old. He is the Emmanuel, which means God with us, as Isaiah had written. And Philip believes Jesus also is true man by telling us where he is from and who his father is, saying, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. This is what Philip believes. But Nathanael isn't so sure. After all, when the Messiah comes, why would he come from a backwoods town like Nazareth? Apparently, Nathanael wasn't familiar with that Old Testament prophecy which said the Messiah would be a Nazarene. Here is Nathanael, like so many others. He hasn't seen Jesus or heard what Jesus has to say, and he's already forming an opinion. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? But Philip's answer wasn't good enough for Nathanael. It couldn't be. Nathanael would have to answer this question for himself, just as each of us must answer this question for our own selves, and cannot rely simply on what others believe about Jesus. And so Nathanael went with Philip to meet him. And when they found Jesus, our Lord was impressed with the fact that Nathanael had to see and hear for himself. He said of Nathanael, "Now here's a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." He means that Nathanael isn't making rash, unfounded judgments. He's come to see for himself who this Jesus is. But surprised that Jesus knew him, Nathanael asked, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Now, we're not told which fig tree Nathanael was under or how far away it was from Jesus, but Nathanael was satisfied. He had seen with his own eyes and heard with his own ears that Jesus could say and do what only God's Messiah could say and do. He confessed, "Teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." There's a pattern here for all of us to learn from. First, there's the question, who is this Jesus? It is a question which we all must answer for ourselves. Second, there is the looking and listening. We must hear what Jesus says and see what Jesus does before we snap to any decisions about him. And this is where many people get hung up. It takes time and effort to open your Bible and read it. It's hard to time to go out in the cold to meet the Lord Jesus on Sunday morning. It's a heavy realization that it's not enough for your children to simply be carried along on your own coattails. They must see and hear for themselves who this Jesus is. And just being present isn't enough either. But we must truly see what Jesus does and listen to what he says, and then take it to heart. And once you have heard the things that Jesus said and seen the things that Jesus does, then he himself will make it clear to you who he is and what he's all about. Then will come the third and final step in your spiritual education. It is giving your answer. First, there's the question. Second comes the listening and looking. Third comes the answer, who is this Jesus? He says things that only God can say, and he does things which only God can do. Jesus is truly the Son of God. And this is what he says. He says, "I have called you by name, you are mine." He says, "I forgive you all your sins." He says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." He says, "Follow me and you will learn to fish for men." He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Jesus says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And this is what Jesus does. He heals the sick, he calms the storms, he raises the dead. He died for the sins of all and rose again victorious. He has ascended into heaven and now sits at the right hand of the Father, where he is preparing for you an eternal kingdom. He sends us the Holy Spirit. He makes us children of God and heirs of eternal life. He calls us to follow him. One day he will come again in glory to ask each of us this question, "Who do you say that I am?" Watch and listen so that you will be ready to answer. In Jesus' name, amen. Find us on the web at oslcmankato.org.